This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Hey now, darling, you've been obsessed with Bikram yoga. Yeah. We all know about it because you keep talking about it, and it is always about you. So, talk us through it. Did you went yesterday for it was your third?
Yeah, I went yesterday.
Okay. Did you take your top off? Because last time you've been wearing your
t-shirt. Everyone does take their top off. I know.
Now you're not comfortable enough, are you?
I don't know. I just
would you take your top off at a party? Like if you went to a gay dance party, which a lot of gay men love taking their top off and dancing.
You would.
So you have no issue. Is it because it's dark and it's crowded and people aren't going to be focused on you? Maybe it's that.
I don't know. Actually, now that you mention it, because. Well, I suppose it is. The lighting's different in the yoga class. There's fluorescent lights.
Yes,
but that shouldn't matter. But I was going to say maybe because at a party you're really hot and sweaty, but you are in the yoga anyway.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. I haven't thought about that, but I might do it next.
Yeah, because you're just in a sea of crowd, or how do you say it, crowd of sea, or whatever. You're just one person amongst so many people.
But no, I haven't.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So, but the women don't take their tops off.
Well, I would. Maybe that's the thing.
I'm not the only person.
Can you imagine if I just turned up and was like, stuff it, and I just had my top off with my little bikini bottom and went, stuff it, let's liberate ourselves. I'll do it one day. I think women should be able to have their tops off.
I agree.
You know, but hey, listen, I think
we should take it off here.
without any problems
whatsoever.
Do you know what I noticed this morning, though? The moment I walked in today, you went, oh, you're looking very busted this morning. You looked straight at my tits. I was like, is this guy for real?
Because they were coming towards me.
Yeah, well, whatever. But, hey, listen, I wanted to talk you through something because I think that we need to unleash the beast in you, okay? Because I think I want you to be really comfortable with your body, and I think I should be as well, okay?
So it's all both different. Of us, not just
it
me.
It is for both of us, absolutely. But I reckon we should go to Paris next year.
Okay.
2019.
Why?
Because I'll tell you why. There is a restaurant that's opened up in Paris, and it's beginning to serve their diners in the nude. So when you arrive, you take everything off.
Are the waiters in the nude?
No, just the diners. So you take everything off, okay? And
You sit there.
And you sit there and you have dinner in the nude. Former insurance salesman... they aren't nudists themselves, but they spotted a money-making opportunity in a country that enjoys a reputation as a top naturist holiday destination. So they're not nudists themselves, the people that have opened up this restaurant. That's actually a good question. I don't know whether the waiters or waitresses are. It'd help if they were. You'd feel a little bit more comfortable. But can you imagine us sitting down and ordering, I'll have a breadstick, please.
And there's a nude night at one of the bars here. I think there was one on Monday this week as well.
So you turn up in the nud.
Well, I think you turn up and then you get in the nud.
Right. I don't think. Imagine getting that wrong and just lining up.
Just waiting at the tram stop. I'm going to nude
just
night.
Take the layers off now. Saves me from carrying a bag.
And there's a... and nothing to put in the cloakroom.
Would you do it?
No, I don't think so.
I just imagined you dancing with your bits just jumping up and down.
And I suppose it would feel nice and relaxed.
It'd feel really lovely. Look, it's like swimming. When you go to the beach, it's so much nicer to have nothing on rather than have anything on, right? Mm. You just feel a lot more liberated and free.
I've done it at the beach, but there was a deserted beach.
Is it a nudist beach that you've gone to?
No,
it
was just
to Williamstown.
I just turned up to a packed beach. I'm going to be free. No, I haven't. But maybe we should challenge ourselves.
Yeah, why not?
And go to one of these events.
Absolutely.
Because it's great. I think it'd be so, okay. Let's do it. If I could do the rock climbing,
would you be comfortable? Like, do you think you'd be giggling at the moment I walked in naked? Like, would you be like, how long do you think it would take before you stopped looking at my chest? Because you'd have to get used to the whole
idea. I have to do
idea.
Little sneaky look.
Yeah, because I'd be looking down there going, oh, my God, get me out of here.
I don't think
I'd be so awkward.
It would be really awkward, wouldn't it?
Maybe we can do a Facebook video.
let's not do that. But I think we should challenge ourselves.
Let's do it.
And do one of these things. All right, so before the end of the year or before the end of summer.
Yeah, I agree. The only way through it is
you and I will go to a naked beach. There's been a study that has found that girls are comprehensively better than boys at solving problems together.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Is that because we're better team? Like we're better team workers?
125,000 kids in 52 countries and regions around the world. The OECD, they tested them. The OECD came to the conclusion that girls are better than boys working together to solve problems.
Right.
It's called the PISA study.
The PISA study?
The PISA study.
Oh, gosh. The sounds like my kind of study.
PISA study, the Program for International Student Assessment. Girls scored higher in every region tested by an average of 29 points, which is about half a year of schooling.
Right.
And interestingly, the differences were greatest in Australia, Finland, Latvia, New Zealand and Sweden, where they scored 40 points higher than boys on average. So when they work together, girls work better together than boys do, according to this study.
Okay.
Do you find that?
I haven't really thought about it.
Thought about it either. Mm. But if I think about it, I mean, I kind of work with anyone, really.
You're wonderful to work with. You're a great problem solver.
But well, you are too.
Am I?
Yeah, you solve problems. You go direct to the point.
Yeah, I do actually go
with a hammer and go bang.
That's true.
It's completely solved. So the worst countries were Costa Rica, Colombia and Peru. And the author of the study says that one of the reasons for it could be that girls have an advantage on social skills.
Right. I think that's crap.
You reckon?
Why do girls have an advantage in social skills?
When you were at school, did you hang around the girls or the boys?
I was always around the boys.
Were you? Because I had more female friends, actually.
Did you?
When I think about it. Mm. So maybe that's why.
I just imagined you in the schoolyard. Did you were you into marbles? I just had a flash of
you. Yeah, I have marbles.
Yeah, I had marbles too. I loved them.
But I wonder if that's why we don't identify with this study.
We don't.
Because
I think it's a load of crap. Who is it from? Piece of study.
The piece of study.
Yeah, there you go. Says it all.
Former Senator Nick Xenophon has called for Australian food regulators to take urgent steps toward mandatory palm oil labelling in Australia. He said in a statement provided to AAP, Australians consume 10 kilos of palm oil every year and just don't know it. The laws would help consumers make an informed choice.
Thanks, Jess. Did you say we eat 10 kilos of palm oil a year?
10 kilos of palm oil. I believe it is labelled, but a lot of people just think it's oil and have no idea that it's raping a lot of the forests where the orangutans live, and it's not even good for us.
Of course it's not good for us.
It extends the shelf life of the product. That's all it does. So it's good for profits. Bad for us, bad for orangutans, bad for the planet.
Oh, it's really terrible.
So we've really got to read those labels, and if it says palm oil, just move to the next product.
Exactly right. Got that right.
I'm just imagining a 10
you
kilo.
You look like you're in shock.
10 kilo
block. Looking at us like we've got 5 heads in.
Munching on a 10-kilo block of palm oil.
Yeah.
Well, you probably are, buddy.
It's gross.
You just don't know about it.
That's right. Wow. They're even in sausages. I've actually read the...
Oh, God.
It's just amazing.
But it's shocking. Isn't it soap and stuff as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's also in cosmetic products as well.
Yeah,
got some on my foundation today, probably.
Thanks, Tess.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.